Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is perfect. This is perfect. This describes Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. It's the second annual. Mean mugging. Walking into the studio, ready to protect my quarterback. Come on, man. Are you kidding me? The crap I have to deal with for loving the Super Bowl MVP as much as I do? It's a disgrace. Pop that back up. There's a beat coming, isn't there? Beat drop. Woo! Welcome back. It's Broach with you. Filling in for the fellas. 215-592-9494. Unbelievable. The question we've been asking all day long, what do you love about Jalen Hurts? Oh, I mean, if I gave you my honest assessment, seriously, we'd have to do a 24-hour show, which I'm not opposed. If we go back-to-back, I may have to talk to the program director. And for the haters out there, if you do have genitals, you can call in and share your thoughts. Tough guys. All right? You want to run your mouth all day long about how much he stinks, how much this, how much that. 215-592-9494. Now, before we get to the people, we just spoke to Spike Eskin. We love Spike. We disagree. We love Spike. The next gentleman is a scholar, James Seltzer. What's up, James?
Rhodes, what up, pal?
Dude, let me tell you something. The last 2.5 hours, I've never smiled more in my entire life.
Including Spike Eskin being on, because I'm surprised.
Yeah, and actually, I had Elliot in for an hour too, and he was pushing buttons as well. So you know.
Yeah. I mean, like that's the thing. Now you finally have brought on a true Jalen Hurts appreciator like yourself, someone who loves and respects our Super Bowl MVP quarterback the way we should. The type of guy that we've waited our whole lives to have as the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, like. Can you imagine having someone, the hardest worker, the guy who's the first one in, last guy out, you know, always going to work on what he's bad at, always going to get better, like all these things that's like Philadelphia to a T. Oh, that guy's going to be our quarterback? Sure. Yeah, cool. Let's not give him the credit he deserves.
This is radio.
Beautiful thing you're doing, bro. It's a beautiful thing you're doing.
This is radio. I hope Jack Fritz is somewhere listening to what me and you are about to explore.
I'm crying right now, thinking about Jalen holding up the Lombardi and just the dominance that Jalen has shown in his short time in the NFL.
Oh, it's amazing. All right, so I'll ask you what I've been asking the people, although you just referenced a lot. What do you love about Jalen Hurts?
I love everything. No, but look, there's, in all honesty, like so many things, obviously, you can point to, and and all that. But I think what I was referring to before is really the thing that I've always believed in Jalen, obviously to varying degrees has gone on, but like since the moment he got here and you know, we kind of saw what he was like and how he went about his business and all that. Like my whole thing with Jalen has always been like, whatever 100% of him is in terms of his physical ability, his mental ability, whatever that is. And obviously it's pretty damn high considering, you know, he is physically super capable and all that stuff. But whatever it is, he's going to get it out of himself. Like he will get every drop of ability of potential out of him because no one works harder. No one cares more. Like no one wants to be great more than this guy wants to be great. I keep going back. We had a Greg Bishop, a Sports Illustrated reporter on the morning show, or might have even been middays in 2022 after that Super Bowl appearance, that off season. And I was hosting that day, and he was talking about doing a profile on Hurts, and he's done all of them, like Brady and Manning and Rodgers and back in the day, like Favre. He went through all these guys, and he's like, of all the quarterbacks I've ever talked to, he said only two said to me that they were defined by football. All the other guys were like, I love football, I'm great at it, but I'm defined by my family, or I'm defined by this or that. Tom Brady and Jalen Hurts. That's why I love Jalen Hurts.
Oh, dude, seriously, I can't even tell you the feelings that I'm feeling and the things that are happening to my body. Now, when I started the show, I mentioned Brian Dawkins, and I just feel that what Jalen has accomplished and what I project him to accomplish as well, because he's not even close to being finished yet, we should be talking about Jalen Hurts in the same way. And I'm not trying to, like, this is praise. This is praise. B-Dawk is one of the best ever. We love B-Dawk. Everyone loves B-Dawk. But I just feel we have a quarterback that everybody should love. And what we're all we want in our lives, James, is a quarterback that puts us in this position. And then when he's there, he plays elite on the biggest stage, and you don't have to wonder if he has the stones to do it or not, and we have that. So do you think it's crazy to say that we should be loving Jalen Hurts the way we love B-Dawk?
Well, of course it's not, and you made a great point. Like, we Donovan, who was a great quarterback, like, I don't think he's a Hall of Famer, but he's right there. There's an argument. He's a borderline guy, and he won a lot of playoff games over the years, like 9-10 playoff wins over the years. But because Donovan couldn't get over the hump in the biggest spots, didn't play his best in the biggest spots, like there's this like stigma attached to him historically where, and obviously the passive aggressive stuff and all that, but just as a quarterback, we always think of Donovan as the guy who couldn't get it done. Despite having this great career here in Philly, then now we've got the guy who gets it done, who is literally every time he's in the biggest of games, he plays his best football. And it seems like that doesn't make people happy either because he's not as consistent during the regular season or whatever the hell they want. Like, it makes no sense to me. I will say I do think that it's hard as the quarterback, just pure belovedness. Like, I think he should be. But I think, like, with Dawkins, I think it's more like the Jason Kelce BG thing where I think, you know, the personality combined with the great play, yeah, you know, Hall of Fame for the most part, you know, certainly with Kelce and BG a step below, but I think it's easier when you're not the quarterback and you're not under the scrutiny that comes with being the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles, which, let's be honest, it's more scrutiny than any other athlete in the city, like by far. So I just think it's almost impossible as the quarterback of the Eagles to be like universally beloved in that way because people are so critical. But he absolutely should be. Of course he should.
Yeah. All right. Well, I don't want to keep you too long. I know it's your off day, but I got one more for you here.
Sure.
Be honest, you don't have to just give me the right answer on Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, but do you feel in your gut that they've turned the corner and Jalen's ready to clutch up in Buffalo and they're about to go on this run in the back half as they roll into the playoffs? Do you feel we're about to see something not exactly the way the NFC Championship came and the Super Bowl went, but enough where this team is ready to seriously do something and make real noise and the whole annoying, frustrating version of football may be behind us? Where do you stand moving forward?
So yes and no. Like, I think this team, to a certain degree, you know, it's really hard, I think, to go to the Super Bowl and turn it around and bring it back. Like, I think that they've, you know, look, even in 2018, you know, when they won the Super Bowl, we remember the Alshon drop and them, you know, being that catch away from maybe going to the NFC Championship game in the Super Bowl and having a run again. But they were 9-7. They were 7-7, I think it was. 6-7, even. To make the playoffs, they had like a 4% chance. Like, and then they went on the run and remember it differently. You know, this team, I think, like, they've been pretty good for a title defense team, you know, in terms of going to the Super Bowl and turning it around and staying healthy and finding a way through adversity in the season and picking it back up. But I think, like, you know, it's just the reality of, I think guys are beat up, and I think there's maybe a little less juice for the actual title than there was last year and all that, human-wise. Like, it's hard to have that same motivation every year. But I think that they are going to – like, I think they are one of, you know, whatever you want to say, 7, 8 teams that can win the Super Bowl, whatever that number is. Like, I think that it's wide open this year. Here's what I'm going to say. I think we're going to see a better version than we've seen. Like, I think they're going to be better offensively and better as a team than we have seen the last few weeks where everyone's freaking out and all that.
Mm-hmm.
But do I don't know. I think they could win the Super Bowl, but I also think that they could, you know, run into a team that I think these games are going to be close, you know, and there could be a play that goes one way instead of another, a blocked field goal, that kind of decides it. But I think here's the thing. I think they absolutely can win the Super Bowl again. They probably won't. I'd say they won't. But I think there's a lot of people who look at this and are like, they ain't good enough. They can absolutely win the Super Bowl. With the way the field lays out and with the fact that, as we've talked about, it wouldn't be shocking at all to see them elevate in big spots. Yeah, they could absolutely win the Super Bowl. I just can't say I'm, like, expecting it.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, no, I'm with you. And it would just be so great for me and you if, after all the pain and suffering that we had to deal with after the Chargers game, and we get another Super Bowl, and he gets another MVP, and we get to come in here on a Monday. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God.
I can't puff my chest out far enough in that case. Like, you know, it's not possible to go far enough out.
I agree. James, you're the man, dude. I appreciate it. On your off day, too. I'm the bad guy that asked everybody to work on their off day.
No, it was a treat, dude. I'm honored. Honored you asked me. To honor our quarterback, I'm honored I got the opportunity.
That's right. Well, enjoy the next couple of days off, my friend.
All right, pal. I'll see you soon.
All right. That was James Seltzer of The Morning Show. I'm just dipping my toes in other WIP personalities' brains, that's all.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Let's get an update on our Twitter poll, and then we are going to get right back to your phone calls because everybody's been waiting nice and patiently. The Twitter question is sponsored by Mark's Jewelers. The countdown is on, only 2 shopping days until Christmas. Let the home team at Mark's handle your Christmas list. Open daily now through Christmas Eve. So the Twitter poll, I am baffled by these results, but again, this was on my own personal page, so I guess it does make sense. Do you believe in Jalen Hurts? Just simple. Do you believe in Jalen Hurts? 88% yes, 12% no. I'm a little shocked by that. Okay, let's go to the people. Oh, this woman, she's a legend. Sharon. What's up, Sharon?
Yo! Oh, best day of the season, bro.
You were an icon last year. You set the bar very high last year. You made people cry. I don't know if you saw this, Sharon, but I reshared your call from last year as I promoted the program today, and it got a whole nother wave of love again.
I just saw it when I was on hold.
Yeah, yeah. People love Sharon.
Thank you for that.
Well, no, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sharon.
Oh, man, you said you've been waiting for this day since the last one.
Mm-hmm.
And me too.
Yeah, I feel you.
I'm back. I have my notes in front of my face once again.
I love it. Go ahead.
Are you ready for Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day, the sequel?
Of course.
All right, let's go, man. The 2025 season started with a satisfying sight. It's opening day. I'm at the link. My football team is about to play the Cowboys. And Jalen Hurts comes running out onto the field with that gold captain C on his chest. Something felt so right about that sight that our quarterback, who has led this team with grit and class in equal measure, who has fought blood, sweat, and tears to keep winning, who pulled off statistically one of the best overall performances by a quarterback in a Super Bowl ever, and who returned 2 years later to win Super Bowl MVP, now had the special nod of leadership to show for it, and he owned it. It felt so good. Now, that opening game went on to be a little bit ugly, but there's one thing that I think is for sure about it. Contrary to what critics like to say about Jalen Hurts, we won that particular game because of Jalen Hurts and what he brought to the table.
That's right.
Now, we have to be a little bit honest here, elephant in the room. There's been adversity this season, and probably more adversity than not when it comes to the offense. Jalen maybe hasn't had his best season of all time. But as Rocky Balboa once said, it's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. And one thing you can never say about QB1 is that he gives up. Week in and week out, he has been at the center of a storm of noise from both outside and inside the organization. All the while, he is just trying to focus on improving his own game. And what does he do? He addresses the media with accountability and a level head. He never throws his organization under the bus, and he takes the field every single week with determination, resolve, and belief in himself and his team. At several turns of his career, not just his professional career, but before that as well, he has had to fight tooth and nail to succeed and to prove that he's exactly where he belongs, and he's never going to stop fighting. So where does that leave him? Well, he's now the first quarterback in NFL history to clinch four consecutive playoff berths under four different offensive coordinators, which is a really specific stat, but it's the perfect representation of Hurts' career, which is that no matter the chaos around him, he finds a way through. And not everyone can weather the Philly sports storm. We've seen it break talented athletes before, but Hurts stands strong. Now, lastly, Jalen Hurts has been an inspiration to me. I'm a competitive dancer, and when I'm getting ready to go out on the floor and give it my all, I think about having a Jalen Hurts mentality.
Wow.
When I think about who I want to be as a competitor, I want to be someone who puts her head down and works, who carries herself with class off the floor, who studies her mistakes and sincerely works to come back better, and who is obsessed with winning, but who loses with equal grace. And with all those things in mind, there's one person I'm inspired to emulate, and that's Jalen Hurts. He is leading this team during the most successful era of Eagles football to date. He is carving out his own unique definition of what it means to be a winner, and he's inspiring many of us. I've said it before, and I'll say it again, win or lose, I am proud to say that Jalen Hurts is my QB1.
Wow. I mean, just again, she nailed it again. That's hard to do. It's hard to follow up what she did last year with another phenomenal effort.
That was awesome.
That was incredible. I made jokes all day long, even though they're not jokes. It really happened that I had goosebumps about 2 minutes in. Yeah. I had to shiver down the back. You know what got me? Talking about being the competitor herself on the dance floor. Because I go back to my days when I was tying up the skates. None of this men's league crap where I'm lowering the shoulder and popping some guy who doesn't buckle his helmet. I'm talking about my real prime. All right, if I had Jalen as my quarterback back when I was in my prime of my hockey career, I probably could have made the NHL because of how inspiring he was.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. That's what the difference was if I look back. But, dude. That's what he means, right there. Sharon, that's what he means to the great people of Philadelphia. And by the way, that's just the stuff that he does mentally, showing up, willing to put his all out there, let alone the actual winning on the field. Dude, but I'm just saying, there's two sides of this, right? The way you carry yourself, your mentality, your work ethic, the bumpy roads, the new offensive coordinators, how you handle that level of adversity. But what also makes him special is the insane amount of success while dealing with all that. It's not just dealing with it and then being okay while dealing with it. It's being phenomenal while dealing with it. And not anybody can do that. Not everybody can do that. Oh, there's Marcus Hayes coming in looking at my Jalen Hurts. Yeah, Marcus Hayes just checked in at my Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Well, it's really him. It's really him, but it's a cardboard cutout of Kyle Schwarber with Jalen's face plastered on it. But yeah, he's glorious. Look at that. That's a winner right there. That's a Super Bowl MVP. I can't wait for the day that he actually joins. One day, when we're in year 5 of Jalen Hurts Appreciation Day. Oh, all right, we only have one more hour left. Makes me sad. 215-592-9494. What do you love about Jalen Hurts? Oh, there's so many things that could go on forever. That's the question I'm asking you. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, your phone calls continue. And we have Luke's top 5 at 5, which I have no idea what it is. That's all coming up next. It's Broads in for the afternoon show on 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.